Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Good morning, everyone. It's me, Dr. Steve, enjoying my coffee on my back porch. Here is your back porch professor. So grab your own cup of coffee or tea or whatever you enjoy. Pull up a chair here and let's start our day talking about some of the major headlines and happenings around the world. Who wants to abolish the Fed? Put it in the comments section below. Who thinks the Federal Reserve, that has absolutely no mention whatsoever in the Constitution, who thinks Jerome Powell and the Federal Reserve should be abolished? Because things look like they're moving in that direction. It looks like you're going to get your gift. Now, to set the context here, we, of course, have now passed officially the six-month mark of what is, without a doubt, the single most astonishing presidency of our lifetime. So, I mean, there's simply no precedent in the last 70 years for what President Trump has accomplished in these last 6 months. Most are arguing you have to go back more or less to FDR's first 6 months for anything comparable. And he had a massive Democrat majority in Congress to help him out. But when we think of revolutionary change, right, a massive, dramatic, holistic, about face for the nation, politically, economically, culturally, we generally think in leftist terms, don't we? It's the leftists who initiate revolutionary change. It's the leftists who aim to fundamentally change America, as one future inmate campaigned on. It's so rare to see such dramatic, revolutionary, reformational dynamics associated with the political right. But that's exactly what we've seen with President Trump. He has tapped into constitutionally prescribed executive power like no other president in the last 80 years to fundamentally revolutionize this nation. But this time to bring it back to its original greatness, to wrench control away from the globalists and return power back to the people, back to the values of faith, family, and freedom. It's technically what's known as restoration politics. That's in effect what MAGA is, Make America Great Again. It's a distinctively American form of restoration politics. It's happening all over the world. You know, the rise of Orthodox Russia, the return of Confucian China, Hindu nationalist India, Ottoman Turkey. In fact, we did a video yesterday on the astonishing election over the week in Japan, where their brand new Trump-inspired Japan First Party, Sanseito, which literally means restoring a government of the people, exploded into the Japanese parliament, is now the third most popular party in all of Japan. They literally came out of total obscurity and ended up 15xing their seats in the Japanese parliament. So this is restoration politics. It's a political movement happening all over the world, each in its own unique way, that involves reawakening the values of the past in order to secure a flourishing future. And that's what Trump has done so effectively here over the last 6 months. He has achieved unprecedented successes across domestic and international fronts. Domestically, he launched a record number of executive actions. He secured historic NATO defense spending commitments. He implemented aggressive immigration enforcement, to say the least, drastically reducing illegal crossings and deportations. His trade policies, including tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China, actually boosted the stock market and controlled inflation, which remain now near historic lows. He also moved decisively in foreign policy, bombing Iran's nuclear facilities, destroying key sites, and then turned around and brokered a peace between Iran and Israel, not to mention between India and Pakistan. He secured landmark NATO agreement to increase defense spending by over $1 trillion annually and advance Middle East peace efforts, including hostage releases, ceasefire negotiations. And of course, culturally here at home, Trump rolled back radical social policies. He dissolved DEI programs. He restructured the federal workforce for efficiency. Reductions in the federal workforce are approaching a quarter of a million. On the international stage, he withdrew from the WHO. He reduced federal research costs, and he achieved historic economic growth with record job creation, low gas prices, lowest gas prices in 4 years. Overall, these rapid, bold actions have fundamentally shifted U.S. security, economy, and global positioning, setting a whole new standard for presidential achievement within the first half year. But there remains a lag from the previous years that refuses to play along with the new rules of the golden age. And that lag, or we might even call snag, has a name. And its name is Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. As I'm sure many of you know, President Trump and Powell are locked in a high-stakes clash right now over interest rate policy, accountability, and political control of the Fed. So Trump wants aggressive, immediate cuts in interest rates to drive borrowing costs down and free hundreds of billions of dollars in federal interest savings, bolstering his balanced budget without higher taxes pledge. Powell is stubbornly dragging his feet in this, more or less holding Trump's tariffs hostage. So he's operating with the assumption that tariffs create inflation. Tariffs raise prices on consumers, even though we now know that hasn't happened. That's not true. But basically, Powell is saying, as long as you keep tariffs in place, I'm keeping higher interest rates in place so as to minimize the supply of money. So Trump is like, well, my tariffs aren't going anywhere, but you sure are. Now, the president cannot legally fire the Fed chairman, so they're finding a good old-fashioned way of getting rid of him. Congress has just hit Jerome Powell with a criminal referral for perjury. You can't make this stuff up, but it appears totally legit. Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna has officially referred Powell to the Justice Department after she accused him of lying to and misleading Congress in his recent sworn testimony before the Senate Banking Committee regarding the controversial $2.5 billion renovation of the Federal Reserve's Washington, D.C. headquarters. So what Powell is basically being accused of here is lying under oath about the inclusion of luxury amenities, a VIP dining room, marble finishes, rooftop gardens, special elevators, all as part of this renovation. He denied that these features existed, but investigators say internal documents and official submissions to the National Capital Planning Commission totally contradict his statements before Congress. Moreover, they went over budget by $600 million. And the reasons that Powell gives for that overrun aren't panning out. So there are documents that contradict his account for why the renovation project is so over budget. But bottom line, they're nailing him for inconsistent testimony before the Senate Banking Committee. And this is, of course, part of the political and now legal pressure to get him to resign so that Trump can appoint a far more MAGA-friendly Federal Reserve chairman. Now, the irony in this drama is that Powell has been asked repeatedly if he would step down if President Trump asked him to resign. And Powell repeatedly answers, no, no way. And he cites the law that does not permit the president to fire the Fed chairman. The Fed chairman is completely independent. The irony here is that Powell conveniently fails to mention that the Federal Reserve itself is unconstitutional to begin with. No power was ever granted to the federal government to create a monopoly bank that manipulates interest rates and basically counterfeits money. So the big issue is not who has more authority over the other, the president or the Fed chairman. The issue is whether the Federal Reserve should exist at all. And so in a Trumpian golden age, Trump is indeed actively considering abolishing or radically altering the Fed. President Trump has not explicitly announced a definitive plan to abolish the Fed. However, several developments and policy initiatives from his administration reveal a very strong push to drastically reduce the Fed's independence and regulatory authority, with some close advisors and policy documents even advocating for its effective abolition. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent over the weekend advocated auditing the Fed and argued that the Trump administration would be examining the entire Federal Reserve institution, whether they have been successful or not. The Trump administration has ordered new executive measures requiring the Fed to submit major regulatory changes to the Office of Management and Budget for review, which is widely interpreted as an attempt to erode the Fed's operational independence and place significant financial regulatory power within the executive branch. Regardless, what all of this is doing is effectively continuing to put massive full court press pressure on Jerome Powell to step down, whether it's Trump's daily badgering of him, now the criminal referrals from Congress against him, and now increasingly threats to abolish the Fed entirely. All of this is a full court press to get rid of this guy. And if the last 6 months have proven anything, Trump is going to get what he wants. Powell is gone. It's not a matter of if, only when. And that is when interest rates will finally fall, debt financing will decrease dramatically, and trillions of dollars will be released into the economy to see a financial boom, the likes of which will be one for the history books. Trump is indeed saving the nation. Every day is like Christmas. And for those of you who want an end to the Fed, you may be getting the best gift of them all. I'll see you guys back in the studio. Love you all. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.